Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Good morning. As we begin this meditation, let's settle our hearts and bodies and minds into this space of being with the Lord. Taking a few deep breaths, should draw in and hold and release. Maybe even pause and do as many as needed to kind of calm and focus your mind and heart. Then let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I'm happy to be in your presence once again today and take this time to be with you. Consecrate my time, my life to you through prayer. Thank you for being present to me for whenever I turn inward, turn my heart and attention to you, you're there. And I believe that, Lord. I believe you are present here. Believe you are right next to me, right across from me, inside me, all around me. And I hope also in you. I hope in your love, your goodness. I hope in your promises. I hope in heaven, which you're preparing for me, that all the good that I do, all the virtue that I invest my heart and mind in and actions is all building up an eternal reward. I don't do it for the reward. I do it for love of you. But I also know that nothing done out of love is wasted, that it's accrued, it's invested, it's built up in the treasure house of eternity, of heaven. And so I hope in that. And I love you, Lord. I love you. I love your gospel. I love the truths that you communicated to us in the gospel through your life. I love your church, extension of your body in time and space, instrument of salvation that leads us back to you. I love our relationship. I love the meaning you give to my life, to my existence. I love that with you, no good deed is wasted, that all my love is invested and leveraged and accrued to eternal reward. I love that my connection with you is also a connection to all those that I love, the souls I serve, my family. I love that. I love you, Lord. I'm grateful for everything, all the gifts, the blessings, the treasures, the skills, the virtues, the experiences, all that you've given me. I love those who mentor and teach me. I love those, my brothers, who are alongside me in the journey and community. I love those young men and women you're calling into the harvest there to work for your kingdom. I'm grateful for all of that, Lord. I'm grateful for this time that we have together now. I turn my attention now to your gospel, to the readings that I'll meditate now. Matthew 8, 1 to 4, this reading that comes right after the end of the Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. Such a short reading, Jesus, so beautifully condensed the whole process of healing. And I'm excited to meditate on this with you. I see there's already so much light welling up in my soul when I think about the dynamic of coming to you, reaching out to you, expressing my need and confidence in you, you reaching back out, touching me, expressing your desire, your will to do it, your command, and then your invitation to me to not proclaim it to others, not to tell them what you've done, but go to priests, to go to you, go to the church, go to that sacred space and offer my gift. And then let that healing become evident. Let it proclaim itself through my life, not through my own explaining it. But Lord, let's go back to that scene of you coming down the mountain after having taught your disciples, your apostles, but that whole large crowd that gathered, you proclaimed this gospel that then you would back up with signs and wonders and continuously proclaim until you were crucified, and then you back it up with the ultimate miracle, your resurrection, and you send me your spirit to proclaim in your name these same truths. And immediate, Lord, you encounter this leper, someone whose flesh is being eaten up by a virus, bacteria, someone powerless, as we know, someone kicked out of the community, separate, alone, totally isolated, powerless to save themselves, separated from family, from church, from liturgy, from community, living out in the wilderness. What an image of me when I'm beset by sin, of me when I'm suffering, whether it's physical or spiritual ailments, or so many of the souls that I serve that are beset by their own sin or physical or relational ailments. How isolating that is, Lord. You've captured it so well, that reality of leprosy. And yet this leper has the courage to break those norms and to seek you out, to come in all of his ugliness and to say, hey, I need you. I don't care what the rules are. I'm not hiding. I'm not accepting this imposed legal isolation just to die, but I'm coming forth. I'm stepping out towards you, Jesus, because I know you can heal me. What courage I notice in this soul, and I admire that courage. And his humility to say, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Oh, that's my petition to you, Jesus. If you will it, you desire it, I know you can do it. And so I repeat it again, Lord. I run the risk of maybe rejection or failure when we don't see you healing something or fixing something. And that can lead to discouragement, but I don't accept that discouragement because I know by faith you can. If you will it, you can heal and make me clean. Maybe you want to stay there, just pause and continue to express in your own heart to Jesus that petition. Make it your own. But I continue on, Lord, in the meditation, seeing your reaction. You reach out. You touch him. You do what no one was allowed to do. You touch. You don't have any fear of his leprosy. You're not afraid to touch his infection. But you know that your divine power is stronger than sin, stronger than any ailment, and that you impose power over it. You heal it, just like you impose power over nature when you walked on water and calmed the storm. You have authority over sickness, illness, whether it's moral or spiritual or physical. When you express that will, I will be made clean. I pray, Lord, express that same power over my heart, over the areas of my life that need healing, that need fixing, that need renewed. And then I meditate now, Lord, on this one beautiful command of yours, mysterious. Don't tell anyone. See that you tell no one. In that, Lord, I hear not a command to hide or be insincere or not tell, but maybe a command, all the blessings and healings I do give you, don't be presumptuous and go around talking about in almost a way that makes you look good. Look what God's done for me. Kind of to presume graces and tell others, look what's happened. But rather, go to the priest, offer the sacrifice, give great gratitude to God, who's the one who healed. Don't take any credit for yourself. And then let the reality of the healing you've received manifest itself to others. Let them notice the change. Let them notice the healing. Let them ask about it rather than you tell them unprompted. And then you will do what you just did. Send them to the priest. Send them to offer sacrifice to the God. Send them to the source of the healing, which is God himself, to give praise and thanks to God. Right? I know, Jesus, in reality, you were also saying that would be evidence that as this leper obeyed the rules and offer the proper liturgical Mosaic sacrifice in thanksgiving to make clear that he was no longer a leper. He was welcomed back into community to maybe document, in a sense, this healing and that you are now reintegrated, and that would be proof for them. Maybe even a sarcastic reading could be, you know, that they won't believe just by seeing, but you have to go through the hoops and fulfill the law. And that would be proof enough. Whatever was the immediate meaning there, I see a deeper spiritual meaning there of give praise to God. And I do. Give praise for all the way you've healed me, Lord. I want to take time now in this meditation to praise you and thank you for all the healings you've already done. Even if at times I'm absorbed in the ones that you have yet to do, and I get discouraged and I wonder how long, when, maybe even I'm tempted to not believe. But Lord, I rejoice in all that you've already done, and I give you thanks. And as I go into this day, Lord, my resolution is to have this attitude of gratitude for all that you've already done in my life. That when my mind is tempted to go to what still needs fixed, what still needs healed, I'm going to look back at all that you've already done and make an act of faith that you will heal me in your good time. And I patiently and humbly and gratefully await that moment. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.